saying that she knew this day would come. She said, just be steady and get ready. Don't let that pressure bother you, girl.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Faith.
This is Anna.
I was going to introduce you.
What?
And I am with future Board of Trustee for the Village of Hamburg nomination.
Yeah. Candidate.
Candidate. That's candidate. What it is. Candidate. This is why I can't be a part of your
I'm
team.
Like, keep it.
I am here with the Board Hamburg Village Board of Trustee candidate. Mm-hmm. Anna!
Hi!
Make it Gucci. Vote for Masucci. I don't care what your slogan is. That is all I'm posting on social media.
I know.
Isn't or I was so going to be like, this town ain't Gucci. Make it vote for Masucci.
Aw, that's sweet.
Like, let's fix this.
Yeah. So exciting stuff. So I've decided to run for Village Trustee in the Village of Hamburg. And as I noticed through this process, a lot of people don't know that we have trustees and they don't know when the vote is and they don't know anything about this process. So, which is why my they don't run on like political parties. So it's not like Republican or Democrat, like you choose your own adventure. And mine is community engagement, because this is what I'm noticing is that people just don't know stuff.
Well, I feel like you going into this role is similar to like when we started this podcast and people would be like, here, put your podcast on my phone. I don't even know how podcasts work. Do I have an app for your podcast? How do I listen to it? Like you're very used to already having to explain things to people because they don't know how to have access to supporting you. So this should be like we walked so you could run.
Yeah.
Like – you've introduced many people to podcasts, and now we're going to introduce them to village community engagement.
To village politics.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah. It's very exciting. So one, I just want to say, if you are a village resident, not a town resident, it's for village residents only. God bless you. The vote for trustee. So this year, it's two open spots for a trustee. And just to kind of bring this all together. So in the Village of Hamburg, there is a mayor and then there are four trustees under him. And our mayor is Tom Tallman, because I've also realized that a lot of people don't even know that. So this is important information. So there are two spots that are up and there are three people running. So voting is very important and I would appreciate it. Just go out and vote, maybe. So at the last election, I think it was maybe, I have to double check my thing, so don't quote me on this. It was like maybe 300 people voted.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring them all out.
In a village of 10,000.
What's that? It's going to be like, bring them out, bring them out.
I love that.
That's all I'm going to play. We're just going to set up shop in the village with like speakers and that song on repeat. Just the beginning words, because the rest of the song is very inappropriate.
Yes.
Just the beginning part and just, you know, pictures of Anna everywhere.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So if you are a Village resident and you are registered to vote, and I encourage you to vote on March 19th at Village Hall. I don't know the time frame, but I think it's like morning to night. I don't know. Yeah. Normal voting time frame. Again, I'll look at that too. So yes, please do. Thank you.
Yeah, we will be voting.
Preferably you keep a Gucci and vote Masucci, but
half the village won't know what that means. I know. So
well, I took the when I ran for treasurer in high school. My slogan was, don't be a hoochie, vote for Masucci. But I didn't want to seem slut-shamey, so I changed it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate
and
that.
And also kept it more modern.
I also like, don't be a hoochie, vote for Masucci.
I know. Brian's a huge fan of that.
All
one.
The ones that you are not allowed to legally probably advertise with, I will be saying to people.
I don't think I can legally advertise any of those.
I will just be saying all the things you can't say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Well, it was
that.
Really funny because I was telling everyone, I was like, yeah, Anna's going to be, and they're like, oh, is she running for mayor? I'm like, eventually, guys. And then I was like, oh my God, could you imagine if she ever needed a running mate? And then I was like, that would be so fun if her and I controlled anything in the village. But then I go, no, I could never have like any sort of job of stature in the village. I'm far too inappropriate.
I mean, that definitely was a concern of mine as well, because Lord knows I swear like a trucker.
I know. And you know how to like you have a job where you can like flip the coin. Like I've seen it. Like even at your pitch event, like you're still you and you can be authentically you, but be professional.
No, thank you.
I don't really I don't really do that. So I just don't think that would work out. But I will be behind the scenes yelling at people to vote.
Thank you.
Yeah. I will be your aggressive secret hype girl.
You are. First of all, there is nothing secret about you being a hype girl. So, but I appreciate that. But yeah, I'm really excited. And honestly, like I was telling Brian, I go, I am overwhelmed by the amount of support that I've gotten about this. And people who are like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do this. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Well, I think, and I mean, I'm sorry, I'm absolutely biased in this statement. So I'll just I will start with that statement that I am biased. But like, I'm sorry, I live in the village and I need to see some changes around here. I need to see some accountability around here. And I need to see some more women. In positions, younger women in positions in this village. And I'm just going to say that. And that's how I feel.
Oh, I appreciate your vote.
Yeah. So
that's and your support.
That's how I feel. And if any of you guys want to talk to me at a bar any time of the week, I'll tell you everything I think is wrong with this village and what Anna is going to have to fix. She has got a big job in front of her.
Well, that is Faith's opinion, first of all. I just want to mention that.
Solo my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they have done an amazing job with this village. I mean, this village, especially in the last like 16 years,
absolutely.
Has grown tremendously and has really become a destination that people want to come to and want to live in and everything. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like the population has kind of split where it's a lot of young families who
it's
have
many
moved
young
into the,
families.
Yeah. Who have moved into the village. And I think like anything, you know, change and different perspectives is never a bad thing, right? Yeah. Like you want to have people, especially when you're talking about running a community, you want people with different perspectives and different observations and a different way of kind of doing things. So I think that's important for growth.
Well, we'll give the professional answer. I'm just happy to see representation for a younger demographic involved in our village politics.
No.
That would be the nice way of saying
there you
things.
Go. But there you go.
Whatever.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyways, if you guys were wondering, that opening song, by the way, was T-Pain.
I can't get over this.
I have never seen someone flip genres. As seamlessly.
I know.
I want to know the beginning conversations when he first started in the music business, because he's like the king of auto-tune. Yeah. So I just want to know like what studio he walked into.
I don't even know if I heard his speaking voice not on auto-tune.
Yeah. And it's like, I want to know what studio he went into, sang like that. And they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make your voice sound worse. And then he agrees to it. And then his entire career is based off of him being on like rap and hip hop albums with severe auto-tune. And then all of a sudden he woke up and is like, you know what? I'm a soul singer and I'm going to sing like fucking Adele.
Yeah.
And like he just woke up like Taylor Swift when she woke up, went from country to pop. Like,
yeah,
this man just went from hip hop to Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand it. It's pretty outrageous.
It's bananas.
I'm here for every second of it. It's very exciting. I feel like we also need to like, what's his first name? Like, I feel like he can't continue to be T-Pain. I feel like he has to be like Theodore Payne or something now. I don't know what the T represents. But we need needs a proper name to go with his new genre.
His name is Fahim.
Oh.
I just spit all over my microphone.
What's
Sorry
his
about
full
that.
Name?
Fahim Rashad Najim. I'm probably mispronouncing that, and I'm very
well,
sorry.
Well, I guess I can maybe see why he made it T-Pain.
Yeah.
But there's nothing painful about his voice.
No.
I don't know where the T comes from.
Also known as Teddy Versetti.
Oh, Teddy Payne. Well.
No, Theodore. It has to be Theodore.
If it's Teddy, yes. Theodore Payne is actually
Why does he
kiss.
Have so many names?
I don't know.
He's only 39? That is...
Good for him. That Career is, switch.
Yeah.
Just shows you guys it's never too late.
Who knew that little son of a bitch would be that inspiring for so many? This is great.
If you have a dream, just get out there and do it.
Yeah, exactly.
No day but today. Well, this actually brings me on to my next topic. And obviously... We always talk about every topic under the sun, but a lot of the times it always has to be very genuine to what we're going through.
Right.
So I don't want to give too many details out about this just out of respect for my friend and her family. Mm-hmm. But we had a devastating loss of a friend this past week. It was one of my best friend's husbands, and it was very sudden and incredibly tragic. Mm-hmm. But I actually want to use this as like, it was my girlfriend, who is probably one of the strongest women I've ever met, especially having seen this. And I've been to many funerals, and funerals are awful. And especially because this was a very tragic and mm-hmm. sudden loss, right? Mm-hmm. I think I cried almost every day for numerous amount of hours every day after I heard. I spent many phone calls with her being upset. And I have to say, number one, my girlfriend copes with stress and pain and all of these things with humor, borderline inappropriate humor.
Oh, God bless her. I'm here for this.
And what is really interesting is watching her use humor throughout this entire process is a valid way for her to let out emotions.
Yeah.
We will be on the phone crying about her husband or, you know, yes, her husband. And she will make a joke that is so inappropriate. And the tears turn into hard belly laughing because you just almost can't even believe you can laugh after something like this. And all the emotion that goes into the cry goes into the laugh. Mm. And we were talking about this and she said something so profound, and she was like, you know, emotion comes from the same place. It's just up to you which direction you want it to go in. Mm. And as long as you're releasing it, it's still healing.
Ugh.
So like you can make, I mean, she was in a state maybe of deliriousness where instead of having everything be heartbreaking, which so much of it was,
right,
she chose to take the route of also using laughter to help heal too. Mm-hmm. And it was a profound experience to see. We went to the wake and his kids decorated the funeral home. It looked like someone's basement bar.
Oh my
they
God.
Brought every piece of memorabilia. He had signed jerseys and helmets and his fishing stuff. And I mean, everything, every single thing. It wasn't just pictures. It was parts of him that like made him him. They had his sign, like his man cave sign.
Oh, my God.
It was like you walked in and then we're walking. And on his prayer card, there was a Yankee symbol and a Bill symbol. And as we're walking up the wake, I'm with two other moms that are good friends with her, and we're crying. Like, we're literally crying hysterically going up because it was just so moving. And you just heard laughter. And it was people sharing the best stories about her husband to the family. And I was like, you know, it always should be a celebration of life, but I guess you just don't expect it. But all of the memories and the stories that were shared were so wonderful, and it was so beautiful. And I think, you know, it's going to take years and years and years and years, if ever, for this family to start and have the healing process. But it was a really, really powerful thing to hear laughter fill a room where you're just surrounding that family with their happiest memories of him. And it was really beautiful. And I just have to say, like, that is something that was so inspiring. Even at the funeral, the eulogy, her brother gave a eulogy. And again, 50% of it, I am ugly sobbing. And 50% of it, I am belly laughing. And when you're laughing, you're laughing and crying, but it's still getting out of your body. And it was so beautiful, and it was so moving. And I'm just so sad for the family, but I'm so grateful to everybody who came and supported them with stories of love about their dad and her husband. It was really profound to see. And in all of this, what I wanted to say is two things. Mm-hmm. I'm like trying to get through this. He donated his organs as his last thing he did. They found out he was an organ donor. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool story because he was able to donate a couple organs, but someone received his heart. Ugh. And my girlfriend told the family, like, I know you guys don't live, it wasn't anywhere in New York State. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm just going to let you know, like, when your son wakes up from this heart transplant, like, they're going to be a Bills fan. Like, I don't know how to explain this to you, but if you have my husband's heart, they're going to be a Bills fan.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
And I know that she's encouraging them to come up for a Bills game next season so that she can, you know, show them what this is about. But it was a really beautiful thing, and it was a hard thing to wrap our heads around, but my friend's worst day of her life was two other families' best day of their life.
Yeah.
And it's not just saving the lives of those two people. It's all their family and their friends and all the people these people will do good for in their life now. You know, it's the ultimate way to literally leave this world as a hero.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, and I was like, all the ways I have, you know, fucked up in my life, and all the ways that, according to my very Catholic parents, I'm probably going directly to hell.
Right.
You know, child out of wedlock. I mean, like, you name it, I've done it. You read the Bible and it's like, nope, nope, nope. And so I'm like, but if in my last thing I do, I donate my organs, I feel like that's like a free pass straight up. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
That is an elevator to the penthouse.
No doubt.
Right? So I just want to
I feel like you should not donate your liver, though.
They don't want it.
No.
If they, like, test that for feasibility, they're going to be like, this bitch is lucky she made it this long. If that doesn't kill me.
So weird. This liver is filled with Tito's. How did that happen?
Olives. Lots of olives. But I just feel like, you know, I want to take a moment to promote Connect Life and organ donation.
Absolutely.
And, you know, my whole take on it is, no matter how shitty of a person you were, which her husband was not, but in my case, no matter who you are in this lifetime, the fact that you could leave this world doing that for other people is so powerful. And everyone is going to always know her husband as a hero.
Yeah.
So I want to be remembered as a hero. So I was an organ donor, and I verified I was an organ donor. So letting you know right now that in my dying day, I'm going to hopefully save other people's lives. And that is what people will remember about me.
Can I just say, I learned this a few years ago, that you can say you're an organ donor when you, like, renew your license and stuff.
Yes.
But you have to actually register with
UNIT. Connect Life. Yes. Yeah. In units. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So Anyways, just something to keep on your radar that, you know, if you're feeling like, I want to guarantee that I'm going straight up to the big guy when I'm off of this planet or whatever you believe in.
Right.
Or you want good karma or you want that second life in a really good place. I just would highly suggest you sign up to be an organ donor.
Yeah.
Because that's a really beautiful thing.
It really is. I mean, to think that you could somehow save someone else's life like that. That's amazing.
And in a weird way, I think it's been such a powerful thing for the family to focus on.
Oh, 100%.
It is. It came at an absolutely unbearable cost for them.
Yeah.
But knowing that they've done this for other families mm-hmm. is, I believe, has aided in all of the healing.
Yeah.
Right? So anyways, it's just something I wanted to promote because I thought that was a really important message. And we don't always talk about stuff like this, but it wouldn't be our podcast if we didn't talk about the things affecting us. And yeah. It's been something on my mind. But going back to me being a hype girl,
mm-hmm.
I am the bad mom's club of a funeral is what I've learned.
Oh, God.
So like when things like this happen, you have like the friends that bring you like coffee and they bring you like sub trays and things like for the wake. And, you know, what I appreciated the most about my friend was she knew what lanes everybody in her life needed to be in. And she kept me on the lane of like, I'm going to tell you what I really need. And one thing she really wanted at the funeral home were dirty martinis.
Like, oh.
Bottomless dirty martinis.
Oh.
So I came in with like a Grey Goose bottle as big as your body and olives and olive juice. And I was like, I'm going to make her martinis, whatever. Well, I didn't know that you can't have like hard liquor in a funeral home. Yeah, you're not allowed to have it. I don't even know if you can have beer and wine, but you're not allowed to have hard liquor.
No, I'm giving you this face because I'm like, what made you think you could have hard liquor in a funeral?
Someone just died. That funeral home should be loaded with ways to help and take the edge off. I said there should be
an open bar?
Yes.
Do you want that at yours? Because I will make that happen.
1,000%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair.
But I'm just like, there should be like an edibles truck and a bar and a coffee truck all laid outside a funeral home.
Totally going to have a Prosecco truck outside in the parking lot at the funeral home.
Yeah.
And I will physically fight anyone who tells me to put it away.
This is what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The funeral home director was like, I don't know whose this is, but we really shouldn't have this here. And I'm like, it was on behalf of the widow. Like, come at me. She asked for that. She's getting that. I was like, she can ask for an octopus and oxycodone, and she's getting it. Like, do you understand that anything this girl asked for, she's getting? She just lost her husband. Like, I lost my ever-loving mind because I am like, this girl will have anything she wants. She wanted her favorite snack is like strawberry Twizzler pull-aparts or peel and pull. They are like, yeah. You can't find them anywhere. Black market candy, apparently.
I didn't know they came in strawberry. I thought they only came in cherry.
Well, don't look for strawberry because it's really hard. So like literally us three moms are like ordering it online.
My God.
So one of the moms found it and brought it to her. But like, you know, she's like, I'm like, you know, the moms are like, what is she really going to need? I'm like, people are going to bring sub trays. People are going to bring coffee. People like there are mm-hmm. other people for that. We are her inner circle.
Yeah.
So like she's going to ask us the stuff that she can't ask other people. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So number one, we show up like, you know, it's a freaking bottle service in Vegas. We got cars full of booze. The other mom brought her a ton of booze. We brought her Trulies. I mean, we got the place loaded with booze. We're like, she needs to be drunk to get through this or deeply buzzed or medicated with alcohol. Because I would. Because if that were me, I would.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we got in trouble with the funeral home director. because we weren't supposed to have liquor. And then she took it away and put it in another room. So we're like, can I just have that? I'll take it out to my car and make the drinks out there. And I had it in a Yeti. It's not like I was like shaking it and putting it in a fucking martini glass, you know? But the funeral home was very nice and she's friends with them. And she said it really wasn't that big of a deal. They just couldn't have it out. And I'm like, whatever. So anyways, I kept getting in trouble with her. Okay. Then I felt bad because obviously because of the circumstances, this was a like the wake was 6 hours. She did not get one break. There was a stop or I mean, the line was wrapped around outside, around the building. I mean, this was a long line.
Yeah.
So I'm like, she's probably hungry. So like 2 hours in, I'm like, she hasn't eaten a thing. Now people have brought pizzas and veggie trays and charcuterie and subs. And I mean, the food in the room was like, I mean, and it's like me and our three friends sitting eating it. Cause I'm like, we don't even need this. So I put a plate together. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll put a plate together, whatever. And I go into the wake room. Now I'm cutting everyone, but I'm not there to like, I've already went through the line.
Right.
But like, you know, I'm getting dirty looks because I'm just not going in line. But yeah. I'm like, hey, Maria, I got snacks for you. She's like, oh, no. No snacks in here. I'm fine. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just, because she had a chair behind her where I was putting the martinis. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put the chair behind you. She's like, no, you got to go. My mom said we can't have food in here. And I think it's something like, I don't know if it was religious or something, but you're not allowed to have food in the same room because there was an open casket. And like, I don't know, but I got yelled at about the food.
Oh my God.
So I go, okay. We're going to take the food out of here. Then I was sitting on this chair and I realized I was sitting on the priest's robes, which I did.
Oh my God.
The other moms were like, we are the bad moms club of funerals. Like we are so.
Oh my God.
But here's the best thing. Our girlfriend was like, thank you for everything. I wanted to eat the hell out of that snack. I just couldn't because my mom said no food was allowed. She's like, I drank all of the martinis. You guys were everything I needed. And thank you so much. Aww. And we're like, yeah, they have our picture up at that funeral home.
We're not allowed back.
We are not invited back. And she's like, well, everything you did was at my request. And she's like, you guys are amazing. I couldn't have gotten through today without you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, like if we're not allowed back. And I go, you know, I brought a big bottle of Grey Goose that was as big as half my body. I go, which probably wasn't discreet. I should have poured it in like a 7-Up bottle or something. Now I know. And I said, you know, Maria, I was going to come in and put a sparkler in it and like come in like, and she's like, my husband would have loved that. And I go, well, I was about 1 second away from being arrested. She goes, that also would have made him very happy because he's like a prankster and a drinker and a big Bills fan. And
oh
like,
my God.
She goes, that actually would have made the funeral.
Oh.
And it was just really funny because she's like, I was like, I'm sorry. Afterwards I sent her a text. I'm like, I feel really bad. I'm sorry. I tried to bring you the snacks. Like I was trying to do whatever you needed. And I feel like I was just in the way a lot. And she goes, everybody needs a faith at a funeral. She goes, you were everything I needed out of that. And I was like,
oh my God, 1000%.
I know. But anyways, I have learned now that should you ever have, like I've thought about these things for myself or like, God forbid, anyone in my family. And I'm going to rewrite some things that I'm going to have to put in my will of how things are going to go down for all of that.
I don't think you have to put your funeral service stuff in your will. You can just tell me. You know,
I was
going to
write
happen.
On a piece of loose leaf paper.
Put it on a post-it for Dan.
I'll have Alex notarize it.
So smart.
Notarize the post-it.
Oh, my
First
God.
First of all, we're going to need an open bar situation.
I'm telling you, Prosecco truck in the parking lot for you, that is basically, I mean.
I was like, literally, I mean, I won't say the things I offered her, but I was like, what do you need? What black market item do you need? What can I bring you? Because if that were me and all of her family's in town and you have 6 hours that you're standing there and you're grieving everything and all these people are like, there's a lot I would have needed to get through that.
There's too much. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but anyways, I love her very much. And I'll continue to be there. We have girls' nights planned. We're taking her out next week. We might do a little girls' trip. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'm good for those things. I stay in my lane.
Yeah. I do appreciate that she knew your role.
Well, it was really funny because one of our other friends is like a terrible cook. Like she won't ever cook for her kids.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So our other friend was like, can I make you something and bring it over? Do you want me to make tacos and bring them to your house? And our friend wrote back, as if we haven't suffered enough already. But I think that is good too. It's like knowing, like, even with you, with running for board trustee,
yeah,
is like you have different avenues of friends, mm-hmm, and they each have different roles.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just appreciate as a person that you know what lane I belong in, yeah, and you keep me in that lane.
Yeah.
You know, yes, if she was like, pick up sub trays, help my aunt out, do this, like, I would have done anything.
Yeah.
But she knew the things I would excel at, and she knew to who to assign to what.
Right.
And I think that's very important. And as a friend, you always just want to be helpful for your friends.
Exactly.
So when they tell you what lane to stay in, it does help.
Yeah. Ah, that's a really good point.
It really is. And I thought that, like, we really were able to be there for her so much in all of this because she just was like, here's what I need and here's, mm-hmm, what I need from different groups of people. And I was like, they both work. I said, listen, they both have coworkers and employees and things like that that, yeah, are going to do so much that, like, surface level, if you know them and you love them, you're going to do.
Right.
But the inner circle, it's different.
Yeah.
And, like, tell us what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And just know that. Because I think so many times you expect everything from everyone, mm-hmm, in certain circumstances, right?
Yeah.
Or as a friend, you want to be everything for that person.
Right.
But I think knowing where this person excels and knowing if you could just do this because I know you're good at this, I, yeah, think that is just so helpful in life.
Know where their strengths are.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely, work towards them, you, yeah, know?
Yeah.
Even when you were running for board, and you're like, who do you know? I'm like, well, everyone I know in the village, I know through this person. So you should really call this person because she's the closer one. And I'm like, but let me know when the social media game's on and, yeah, the lawn things and the standing outside with an air horn to yell at people. I will drive people to the town hall.
Village hall.
I will go see. I won't even make it. See, I'll get like a golf cart with Alex and we'll do like,
oh my God,
hop
could you
in.
Imagine?
We're going direct. Like, we'll set up. What's that train you have that goes through at Christmas time? The little tram that goes through.
The trolley. Oh,
we'll get the trolley. We'll write, don't be Gucci, vote for Masucci.
No, be Gucci. Oh my God. We're going to have an offline conversation. You know what? I'm going to make you a chart of what you can do.
List it with specifics. We'll get a trolley. We'll be like, come on in, come vote. Take them all directly to Village Hall.
There you go.
Where they will vote.
There you go.
And if they don't vote for you, they can find their own way back.
Yeah. You're not allowed to.
Who'd you vote for? All right, bye.
I think there are rules
Call
against
Uber.
Asking them who they voted for,
oh, no,
too. Oh my God.
We'll harass them.
This is so great.
Masucci.
M-A-S. Oh my God. This is amazing.
Stand behind them while they're voting. Who'd you put down?
Let me see it.
You're going to find new ride.
Let me see your trolley's
full.
Let me see your Scantron. Oh my God. This is amazing.
Yeah.
So. If I would have known it was going to be this much fun, I would have run way sooner. Who knew?
Well, it's just Alex and I. We're willing to do the things that you can't ask of other people.
Right. I do appreciate that.
Like, bully everyone into
okay, stop. But Jesus, I'm going to get disqualified before
I'm
even
just
going
to make sure that everyone knows to go vote because, yes, I'm sure lots of people do not.
Oh, man. Honestly, that would be the dream, is that like a huge amount of people show up and actually vote.
Oh, I'm literally like, Keely, you have to come back from Bonaventure because you are a registered voter in, yeah, the village of Hamburg. You need to come vote for Anna.
Yeah, on a Tuesday in, yeah, March.
She goes to school like an hour away. I've driven back and forth for less.
I do appreciate that. Thank you.
But speaking of Keely, I just want to go into one last topic.
Yeah.
So it's.
Are we wrapping up after that or
like. No, then what? We're done forever. That's what this podcast has to be like. So we're not doing this anymore until the election's done.
No, I should be concerned about our entire first five seasons of stuff that I've said. I'm like, well,
that's what happened.
I am who I am. Go ahead.
Oh, so it's so funny because like obviously this generation of kids, mm-hmm. right? It's a very different generation than how we grew up. And I've talked to other parents and we've all come to the consensus. Like ever since we've had our kids, for the most part, mm-hmm. screens have existed. Mm-hmm. iPads, video games, phones, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest either disciplinary or boundary setting or kind of like parental issue mm-hmm. when your kids are little is screen time, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. You know, only half hour screen time or, oh, no watching TV during the week. Like it's always about screen time with these kids. Mm-hmm. So what's really funny is like I will look at and I'm very aware that this is unique to my daughter in the sense that I'm sure lots of kids are still going to college and drinking their faces off. Mm-hmm. But I talk to like a lot of parents and even the ones that have kids that drink. I'm like, what do your kids do on like Friday and Saturday nights? Because actually I find in college like there's more to do like on random weeknights and stuff at house parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they are all saying the same thing. We came from the generation that we went to college and we were raised in such strict households that we went to college and we were binge drinking mm-hmm. and all other sorts of things. Mm-hmm. These kids every weekend are binge watching shit. Like ooh. They are so excited to stay in and watch 10 hours of Netflix because they were never allowed to when they were growing up. Like Keely tells me every weekend she's literally started and finished new series. She's like, I got a whole list of series. I go, with who? She goes, all my friends. Then I start asking around to other parents. They're like, oh, yeah, they're so excited. They watched the whole season of this in 2 days. Like, oh, now they're watching this. Like, they're so excited to not have parents limiting their screen time that our kids to indulge at college are binge watching shows. This is what they are indulging in.
First of all, I'm going back to college immediately.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a dream.
Yeah. And they're binge watching shit we watch, like Dawson's Creek and like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and like Gossip Girl, the original one. Like they're binge watching Sex and the City, Friends. Like they're like, yeah, we're watching a lot of these classic shows. I'm like, okay, first of all, you can fuck right off.
Classic.
Oh yeah.
Are they talkies?
Yeah.
Like what the hell? Jesus.
Or they'll be like, I don't know if you know it, Mom. It's really old. And I'm like, what? And she's like, Dawson's Creek. I'm like, oh, like really? I have VHS.
Back up.
I have VHSs recorded of many a Dawson's Creek
yes,
episode.
Exactly.
And if you ever want to plug my VCR in, you can watch them too. You'll have to fast forward through the commercials. But I mean, like, oh this God. Is what they're doing. So I had like three parents in on Saturday. All of them have college kids. One's in a sorority. I see her pictures. I know she goes to parties. And mm-hmm. I was like, is she like drinking a lot? And they're like, actually, she's like, drinking's not that big of a thing. Like they do drink and they go out, but it's yeah. not the big thing. She goes, you know what they do? They have like movie nights or series nights and they watch these series all night. And I'm like, that is what Keely's doing. Like these kids are going to, because we've forbade them to have over amounts of screen time their whole life.
This is bananas.
That it brings them joy to sit in a room and do nothing but watch it. Keely's like, the one day I stayed up till 5 a.m. watching that new show.
What?
Where we were like, we stayed up till 5 a.m. drinking our faces off and threw up in a bush. Like,
oh my God.
Opposite. Like they're binge watching. Yeah.
This is bananas.
This is like a thing.
I mean, I feel much better about my kids going to college now. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, there are worse things they can be doing by all means. I'm not saying this is a bad thing.
It's just
like blowing my mind.
Yeah.
That this is how they're indulging. But then I'm like, well, if you think about it, they are all kids that came from homes where like no more screen time.
Yeah.
No more. You only get 30 minutes. Like, yeah. And Keely would always have such a tough time like concentrating on schoolwork that mm-hmm. she had no screen time during the week.
Mm.
You know, it was only weekends. So it's like, that's what I limited her in. I didn't limit her in anything else. I limited her with screen time. So now she's going to college and she's watching every show on Netflix.
This is great.
Right?
I really love this for them.
Yeah. This is what they're doing. And they're probably like same thing. Like we drank a lot. So we had the freshman 10 or 20.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is why they're gaining it.
This is why they're gaining weight. Because she's like, they're just making popcorn and staying in the rooms all night and watching shows and eating shit.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
First, are you done?
Yep.
Okay. this leads into my latest discovery. So I got a Peloton for my birthday.
Oh boy.
I feel like this defeats the Peloton purpose, but you can now stream Netflix and YouTube TV on your Peloton. I was like, that's actually genius.
Genius.
Like, I would totally do that, yeah. Right? And I was like, I remember you saying like, oh yeah, I would put a Peloton on and sit on the spin bike.
Oh yeah.
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 I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh
so
yeah.
So now if my kids are using my TV.
I will tell you, I watch every Housewife episode on that bike.
Really?
And what I do is.
Oh, there's a system coming.
Oh, it's like, it's a whole thing. It's a regular ride. But when they start arguing, I start turning the dial.
Oh my God.
And then I get out of the saddle if they're fully yelling. And then if it's like a happy moment and they're drinking, I sprint.
Oh my God.
So it keeps me on my toes.
This is crazy.
Salt Lake City, the whole last episode, my ass was out of the seat.
I was 4,000 calories.
I had that shit turned all the way up. It was like, it was like going pedaling through quicksand.
Wow.
While I was going through watching the Heather and Monica stuff. And I'm like, what is happening? And the pedals are like,
oh my God,
you know, concrete weights.
You're going through sand in Bermuda.
Like,
where were they?
I was also in Bermuda with my resistance. But yeah. Oh, yeah.
So smart.
Yeah. You know.
So smart.
Get it in where you can.
And then this transitions into, what are you watching right now?
I am watching.
Yeah.
Traitors.
Ugh, I know.
Which is the best show on television. I have had so many clients come in and I'm like, if you like Bravo at all, you will love the show. And if you don't like Bravo at all, mm-hmm. you will love the show. And they have been messaging me and they're like, I can't stop watching this. Why
Damn
is this
it.
So good?
Fine.
It is phenomenal. You have to start at season one. But what's nice is all of season one is out and there's a reunion.
Oh,
season two is not all out. We are going week to week.
Oof.
And it's killer.
Oof.
Dan and I are rewatching season one right now.
Wow.
Dan can't stop watching it.
That's so
Dan is obsessed with Traitors. He laughs out loud in every episode. He also is like, and Dan's not someone that likes to watch TV in general. This is the first show that Dan and I have collectively stayed on top of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went up to Boston. Dan's like, it's a Traitors night. I brought the laptop so we could watch it.
Oh, my God.
We were at Kennedy's playoff hockey game last week, and Traitors started, and Dan's like, can you pull it up on your phone? He's obsessed. It is so good.
Oh, my God. I love this.
It is such brilliant TV. I can't say enough good things about it. It's easy to watch. Mm-hmm. The strategy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of face-to-face confrontations, and it's very like, but it's also hysterical because season one has Kate Chastain, Brandy, Reza. It has a ton of Survivor and Big Brother people. Mm-hmm. It has Bachelor people. It has random athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And then season two, which is out now, but it's releasing episode to episode.
Mm-hmm.
Is like the Bravo juggernaut because it's Phaedra, it's Tamra, mm-hmm. it's oh my God, there's so many housewives. Sheree, it's I'm trying to think right now. Oh, Larsa, Larsa's boyfriend, who's Michael Jordan's son.
Ooh.
Like, oh my God, it is so good. I can't even express to you how good Traitors is. I highly recommend. I hope you guys are watching. And now, if you know how this is played, you will understand how exciting this is. They have already secured Dorinda and Lala for season 3.
No way.
And I am like, I hope they are traitors because they are going to be phenomenal. It is so much strategy involved.
Mm-hmm.
It is phenomenal. And the Bravo people do amazing. And
those producers, listen, I watching Vanderpump Rules again. they are so funny.
So
they are so funny.
They're so good. But yes, watch Traitors. And it's not just Bravo people. It's all kinds of people.
Yeah. I mean, I would watch it for the Bravo people.
No, I know. But it's so good. So I'm watching Traitors and I'm watching Death and Other Details.
Ooh.
Which is on Hulu, which is Agatha Christie-ish kind of murder mystery series.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, who's the one from Princess Bride? He's on it.
Carrie Elwes?
No.
Mandy Patinkin.
Yes. Yes. He's on it. And It's like a murder mystery. It's really good. It's really light. I like it. There's a lot of twists. It literally ends on a twist every episode, but it's also coming out week to week. So that's killer. So I'm watching two shows like that and I'm reading a lot.
Oh, nice.
I'm really in my book era.
Oh, I love this for you.
Yeah, I'm in the Fourth Wing series. I'm on the second book and it is superb.
Oh, good.
But yeah, so what are you watching?
I've been binge watching like a college kid, Insecure on Netflix, which is an HBO show. That show is so good. It is so good. Highly recommend.
Issa Rae's brilliant.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's so funny. I started watching The Bear.
Oh, do you like it?
I do.
Yeah. We fell off.
Oh.
We watched three episodes. And I was like, this is not holding my attention.
I think we're on episode four.
Okay.
Which is funny. No, I like it. I like it a lot. And then hold on. One Day on Netflix. It just came out. It's a series. And it's based on a romance novel where it takes you with two people, a man and a woman, and each episode is July 15th, and they take you through each year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that.
Yeah. It's great, which is so funny because I just started a book today by Christina Lauren, who are my favorite authors, and it is the same thing where this group or this man and woman start talking on Valentine's Day, and then it takes you through their emails every Valentine's Day.
Oh.
I know.
Huh.
It's super interesting.
Is it romance?
Oh, yeah.
Genre. Okay.
Have we met?
I mean, you know.
Dear God.
I probably won't watch it, but.
Whatever. So today's the Super Bowl. I know. I'm like, people are like, this one dad, I was at basketball yesterday and he goes, so I'm going to guess the Swifties want Kansas City to win. I go, no. He goes, are you a Swiftie? I go, obviously. And he's like, oh, so you don't want them to win? I go, let me be clear. I want Travis Kelce to win, but I don't want Kansas City to win. I like Travis Kelce. I don't like that team.
Yeah, I feel like if you're from Buffalo and you're still rooting for Kansas City, you're not really.
It's like you don't even care.
Yeah, it's you're pretty disloyal.
Yeah.
I've also seen a few people, I'm going to say it.
Ooh.
That do like a lot of like Buffalo apparel that are at the Super Bowl doing Kansas City apparel. And it has really bothered me because I'm like, if you're a true Buffalo apparel person, you would never make something that says KC on it.
No. Even I know that.
I know. So I just want to say that. It disappoints me because, you know, if more than anything in my life, I'm fiercely loyal to the things I love. And I don't know shit about football, but I would rather cut off my own arm than wear something that says Kansas City.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So.
No. The Grammys. I knew there was something we had to discuss. Okay, or not.
No, yes, the Grammys, yes.
Okay, let's talk about fashion first.
I am so here for Miley's blowout.
Oh my God, that thing was legit.
And I know you are a Swiftie, but I need to figure out what is happening with Taylor Swift's glam.
Okay, so I have lots of comments. Number one, she has, I'm just going to say it. I don't love her sense of style. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like, I just don't, it's not something I would wear. Like, I didn't like her dress for the Grammys. It was just like, I don't know, kind of underwhelming stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you're the biggest star, like, come on.
But I like went on her page to actively look if she tagged hairdressers or glam, and she didn't.
Yeah, because it looks like her mom did her hair.
So I'm like, okay, either one of two things. She does have glam and doesn't share who they are, which if that is the case, I would be very disappointed. And I don't think that's very like Taylor Swift because she does, like, you should always promote your glam. You want those people's careers to launch. And you have the ability to do that by just simply tagging them. But the other thing I think is like, maybe she's still going for like, I'm that girl next door. I did my hair myself. I don't really care about these things because I'm down to earth type vibe, which is what I can imagine, because no hairdresser would let her bangs do what the fuck they were doing at the Grammys.
I don't like her bangs.
Yeah, we need to talk about the hair. But I'm like, maybe she's just doing it herself. But I'm like, you can't play sweet girl next door when we've seen pictures of the gigantic homes you own all across the country and you only fly private to every city
you go. I like
her
bangs there.
Yeah.
Even her outfit. Even her outfit looks nice.
Situationally.
Yeah.
But I am just confused by what happened at the Grammys with her hair.
Yeah. It was like half of a braid.
It literally looks like Kennedy did it.
Yeah.
It was bad.
You know what it looks like? It looks like she got it done the night before.
Yeah.
And then slept in it and then got up and was like, oh shit, Grammys. And then like hurried up and put her dress on and then left.
Well, and then there's a rumor. I don't know how much truth there is to this, but someone said, that's a big Swiftie at our salon, that they read that Taylor was actually drunk. And that's why she like grabbed the award from Celine and maybe looked a little disheveled. And I go, I wish Taylor Swift would just say that. Because I'd actually like her a lot more. She was like, you know what? I was drinking and I got a little crazy and my hair was a victim in all of it.
I feel like her hair just looked like that though. Okay, so I will say the drunk thing actually makes me feel better because she was very aggressive with her hugging and it made me uncomfortable.
And I still can't take this oh face, like the look of surprise when she wins.
Okay, I like, also just have a huge problem with that.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so here's the thing. You are the biggest star in the world right now.
Absolutely.
Cover of Time magazine,
right?
Biggest star
That's
in
what
the
I
world
mean.
Right now.
This isn't like your first award ceremony. This is like, you have made it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying don't still be grateful and humble and be
right.
But like in the same sense, there's a way of like almost flipping the narrative to be like, I did win this. I have worked hard.
Yeah.
I'm still very honored, but I'm not totally blindsided as if I'm still with a guitar playing at the Erie County Fair.
You've won like 14 Grammys.
Yeah. So like, and it's just like, take this platform to like win with grace and then use it to promote something wonderful.
Yeah.
Like that's all. Like it just feels like, I don't know. But then someone said she was very drunk. And I was like, I wish she would just come on and be like, I drank a little bit too much before that because I would like her more.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. It's just
with this whole like, little old me.
Oh,
like,
I just did my hair myself. Like, you're not Laura Ingalls Wilder. You live in a $48 million mansion.
Like three of them.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
Hire
no,
a glam
I don't
team.
Love that.
Know your worth. Figure this out. We don't need like, I don't know.
No, I hear you. And I am a huge Swiftie. I love Taylor Swift.
I know you do.
But I love the Taylor Swift who owns all of the shit. The Taylor Swift who writes these lyrics that are like, oh, if I was a man, you wouldn't, you know, give two shits if I did this.
Love
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
Have so that. Like, have that like assertiveness when you win.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for finally showcasing women.
Yeah.
Thank you for this award. I'm so humbled and blessed, but thank you. Like us women deserve to start winning these things. Like own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be like, I drank a little too much before this. Own it. I didn't need to hear Miley tell us she didn't wear underwear. I didn't need that in
That's
her acceptance speech.
We need someone in between Miley and Taylor Swift. Because Miley was just like, she's like diarrhea of the mouth. Just like throwing stuff out there. I'm like, can we get like the mama bear, just right.
Somewhere like, in the middle of you two.
Oh my God.
Real extremes there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I sobbed during the Joni Mitchell performance.
I think everybody did.
How do you not?
Yeah.
How do you
and
not?
The, Fast Cars.
Fast Car. Oh, that was so
good. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yes.
Christina Aguilera looks amazing. Just want to say that. Yeah. She looks phenomenal. I know she's been working out like a crazy person because she started her residency in Vegas.
Oh.
Our chiropractor is there right now.
I know. I was going to say, is her birthday today?
Today.
Oh.
Her birthday. Happy birthday, Liz.
Happy birthday, Dr. Elizabeth.
But yeah, so she, Christina looks amazing. I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
Kelly Clarkson also looks amazing.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson looks amazing. I don't know.
I feel like they're, Jay-Z's acceptance speech where he, okay, so why was the theme, let's awkwardly bring other people up who have zero to do with me winning this award? Like Taylor Swift brings up Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
That was weird. Also, and if I was Lana, I'd be like, can you stop?
I think she was drunk and wanted her best friend with her.
Oh, that's cute.
Again, okay. I also feel like if she just admitted she was drunk, all of her antics of that day would make sense.
Oh my God.
Including
you're right.
Her hair.
And then Jay-Z. So I want to know if I could be in anyone's head, I really want to be in Beyonce's.
I have heard terrible things about Jay-Z.
Ooh.
And I love Beyonce.
Yeah.
I love Beyonce like you love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah.
I have heard, and there's like many people that used to work for them that don't anymore that have come forward and said that like he is severely controlling, oh that God. He's not a good guy, that Beyonce is very much stuck because he like convinces her that like he's very manipulative. There's a lot of like, not mental abuse, I don't want to say that, but just like he's controlling and super manipulative. And I was like, here, the only evidence I can go on is the fact that her little sister tried to beat the shit out of him in an elevator.
I know.
And nobody's going to do that unless there's a real reason for it.
Yeah.
And did you remember when that happened? Beyonce was like, stop, stop, stop. Like very calm, like got in the elevator, like eyes wide, like don't do this.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of rumors out there that like Jay-Z is actually very mentally abusive towards Beyonce and that she's very trapped in that marriage, which is wild to me. But I also don't know if that is just made up because people really don't know why Beyonce is with Jay-Z. But then all these memes came out after he did that. And it's like, imagine you cheat on your wife and treat her like shit, but then go on an award show and demand other people treat her with respect.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That, oh boy.
Yeah. So I don't.
And bring your daughter on stage.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of cute. I'm okay with that.
It was cute. She looked like that teenager who is like, my dad is so embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. She was cringing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So the whole thing was like a little weird with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And like, she's just like stone faced.
I know.
The entire time. I want to know what's going on in your head.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like that will be something to unpack someday.
Yeah.
People need to like start digging and finding out.
I know. Please. And then please report back to us.
Yeah. If you could just let us know. Like, does Beyonce need help? Because I'll go pick her up. She can stay with us.
For real.
She can stay in the podcast studio. I'm sure it's plenty big enough for her.
Yeah. She can't. I'm sure she can't afford to be on her own.
Yeah. Do we need to rescue Beyonce?
For real.
So, anyways.
I don't know. I have lots of questions now.
But yes, what else are you watching?
Insecure, One Day, The Bear.
The Super Bowl will be tonight. We're not watching. I will watch Halftime because it's Alicia Keys and Usher
same.
Little John. And there's all kinds of people now. They've added so many more to the roster.
Right. I know. It's like a whole slew of peeps. I'm here for it. Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to bring up something that's been happening a lot where this whole, is Taylor Swift going to be at the Super Bowl? Right. And like the Japanese embassy actually put out a statement. I don't know if you saw this, that she would have plenty of time to get back. And they like used parts of her like song titles. For it too. Yes. Out of Washington, D.C. They did it. And somebody showed it to me yesterday. So also I didn't fact check. So that might have been made up too, but I think they did. Anyway, so there's been all this stuff about will Taylor make it in time? Okay. So first of all, let's take into account there's a massive time difference. Yeah. So step one. Also, nobody made any big deal that he wasn't at the Grammys because he had to work.
Agreed.
Yeah. So we are talking about it today. I was talking about it with my niece and my sister. And my sister made a really good point. And she goes, yeah, but Taylor works for herself. Like, Travis Kelce, he's got to ask his boss if it's okay if he skips this for the Grammys. So that's a valid point. I'm still mad that no one's been talking about it, though.
Yeah, I do. I will say it's like whenever I'm talking about Taylor Swift now, I feel like I have to compartmentalize the areas of Taylor Swift I can talk about. Take out the glam. Take out the football boyfriend. Yeah. I mean, I will say this, and you know this, one of our very good friends was one of her backup dancers for a long time, Alex's roommate. And I know her. She's lovely. And she, when I stayed at Alex's apartment when they still lived together, I stayed in her room, her roommate's room that worked for Taylor Swift. And the entire room, it looked like a shrine to Taylor.
Ooh.
And everything was signed, autographed. I mean, every personal notes, I mean, all over her room. And Alex was like, well, this is what she gives out when you're on tour with her. Like, she gives out all this stuff to you guys. And like, she treats them wonderfully. She's really like, and I'm like thinking to myself, like, okay, let's say, you know, you're a dancer, you're whatever, you're in the crew of her tour. She could sell that wall and probably buy a house. She had guitar picks signed by Taylor. Like, she had everything that was just given to her that Taylor gives all the people on tour with her. She treats her staff unbelievably. She gives them bonuses. She's like, she's so good to them. And here's what I'll say. I have heard, especially from like Alex or other people we know that are in the entertainment industry, how nasty people can be, or how they do not treat their dancers well, or they do not treat their crew well. And so, like, to me, it's like, that's wonderful that Taylor has been a huge spokesmodel for girls and women, that she's now doing it her way. Like, there's so much I admire about her and I genuinely respect. And I know she treats everybody that she works with really well, which to me counts for the most, because I think that's such a huge part of your character. But I have to separate that from this Taylor Travis BS. And I'm just like, I don't even like Taylor in the arena of football shit, because it's just like, it annoys me. I don't like that she's becoming friends with Brittany Mahomes, who I've heard from many a woman in personal accounts that Brittany Mahomes is the exact opposite of that. She has very little class and very little character. And I don't know why they're friends. And the whole thing is like so annoying. And I'm just like, why is everyone so focused on Travis being her boyfriend, her seeing Travis, even like when she went to the Golden Globes and they're like, oh my God, how's your boyfriend? And it's like, can you just give this woman the praise she deserves? Like, I feel like, but then you wonder if some of that is just like her behavior when she does these like, oh, and like this, like maybe if she had more of that Beyonce presence, she would get more respect in all of it, because she deserves more respect than what she's getting in all of this. And she deserves to be like seen individually for who she is and not just all of a sudden lumped into a guy who makes 1/4 of what she makes. Maybe less, maybe 1/8. So it is weird to me and it bothers me. And I feel like Taylor doesn't really get the respect she deserves in all of this, but I'm also totally fucking annoyed by it. And I don't care if she's at the goddamn Super Bowl. I don't really care. I didn't want her in Buffalo. I don't want her at the Super Bowl. I don't care. I'm like, I'm done. We don't need to hear about it. There are so many better stories in football than this. You know what I mean? Like, I just, I understand she's a superstar. I understand she's a big deal. I also understand she can't really help the media being as obsessed with her being there, I think, as it is. And that is really not her fault.
Right.
But I also am like, everyone's just minimizing her to Travis's girlfriend. And it's like, she's actually really awesome and really powerful. And I don't know why she's just being seen as like some, like, you know,
because
her and Brittany Mahomes are not the same.
Our society.
She's being minimized to just being his girlfriend.
Yeah. And I don't think that he sees it like that.
No, he does not.
I just want to be clear. I am totally obsessed with their relationship, because I love that these two people who she is no doubt like the more like powerful one or popular one, whatever.
Both.
Like, yes, exactly. No doubt. She definitely makes more than he does. And she is like the higher person here. And I love that they just show up as like a partnership. And it's really the media who's doing this.
The media is ruining it.
1,000%. Yeah. I really like them together. I think they're adorable together and super supportive of each other. I just want to remind everybody, I am not personally friends with either one of these people and do not know the inner workings of their relationship. But I like what they represent because it's a real partnership. It's her supporting him. It's him supporting her and going to her concerts and stuff like that. And then we'll see what happens when his season is over and how much he's really showing up for her and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that is what people need to see the example of.
Yeah.
Is like a partnership and a relationship and that
what's happening.
He is like an NFL star, no doubt, but she is the most powerful person right now.
But I think that's my problem with it. The coverage of them has not been like that.
Yeah.
The coverage of them has been annoying.
Yeah.
The coverage of them has been like, we watched a freaking game and they had like a little heart in the corner around the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're like, I wonder if Taylor's going to be his Valentine. Like, I mean, it's stupid.
They're being so stupid
about
it. They're
being so stupid about it. And that annoys me. And
the fact that people have been so wrapped up about, will she make it in time?
It's crazy.
To the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up.
I'm also like, can you guys focus on like, and I know the Bills are like this and I'm sure I don't care about the Kansas City Chiefs. They can literally drive a car off a cliff. I'm good. But when it comes to San Francisco, I'm sure when it's Super Bowl time, there are so many good stories of people giving back, of people buying sweets for people that deserve it, of people sending people to the Super Bowl because they've done good acts in their community.
Yeah.
Like, can we focus on that? And if we want to talk about supporting each other, I want to talk about Kristen Jurecek. I love her. She is the girl, I might be pronouncing her last name wrong, I will say that, but she is the girl that has been making the gear for the 49ers. She actually takes apart jerseys and she remakes them as puffer vests or jackets, and she's like Project Runway. She's literally Project Runway for NFL gear. And her boyfriend or husband, I'm not sure what they are, plays for the 49ers, okay? And she has been making clothes. I will show you pictures.
Thank you.
She has been making clothes this entire season, and like Olivia Culpo has been wearing it because her boyfriend or her fiance plays. Mm-hmm. And then the jacket that Taylor Swift wore that had the 87 she made.
Oh.
It was her jacket. So when Taylor wore her jacket, she blew up, right? And her husband, boyfriend, I apologize. I should have found this out beforehand. But her partner, in whatever way, that plays on the 49ers, who is at the Super Bowl, has done nothing but put out tweets and stories and posts gushing about how proud he is of his wife. I'm so excited. This is the break she's always needed. I'm so proud of her. Look at her go. That's my wife. You look at any, and now she just signed a licensing deal with the NFL.
Oh my gosh.
To sell her clothes. And he is the first one commenting under every article about her, just like, I'm so proud of my girl, you know, all this amazing stuff. And he has been just literally boasting about her all on his social media and how proud he is of her. And I'm like, can we showcase this?
Yeah.
Can we show other couples?
Yeah.
Like Olivia Culpo and Christian McCaffrey. Like, she is dating him and engaged. Mm-hmm. And she went to go buy his mom a suite because his parents couldn't afford to buy a suite for the Super Bowl. They were going to buy regular seats. And by regular, I mean, you know, just the regular $8,000 ones. And because it's not like
the modest $8,000 one.
And then she was going to buy them for his family so that they could sit in a suite for the game. And then he wouldn't allow that. And he's like, you will not buy that. I will buy that for all of you guys, you know? Aww. And like, there's just these great, and mind you, Super Bowl suites are $1.5 to $2.5 million.
What in the fuck?
So it's not a small amount.
Yeah.
Even if you are an NFL player and you have a lot of money, they're dropping that on one game for one suite. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So there's all these great stories. I even know about, I've been reading stories about, you know, Damar Hamlin flew someone to the Super Bowl from Buffalo. Like, I just feel like whenever there's these big moments, it's just such an opportunity to showcase the stuff that should matter, to showcase the stories we should be bringing attention to. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on in the world that is more newsworthy, even focused and connected to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
than whether Taylor's private jet is going to make it on time.
Yeah.
And I understand that's not her. She can't help it if that's what the media is focused on.
Right.
But it is so fucking annoying. I think the way the media presents the relationship undermines everything about their relationship. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't care to hear about it anymore. Let them live. Let them be. I don't care if they're together. I just don't need to hear about it anymore.
I get that.
You know, because I just don't think that what they're covering is fair to the relationship.
Oh, of course. Because there's all of these expectations now.
Yeah. You keep talking. I'm going to show you the girl.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that. Hold on. What else did I want to?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. How do you pronounce it? Kristen Juszczyk?
I don't know.
In my defense, her last name is J-U-S-Z-C-Z-Y-K.
It's like mostly consonants.
But she makes all these clothes. She hand sews them all. So she does like this.
Oh, my God.
She's literally Project Runway.
Oh, she has a million followers.
Look, she made, this is what she did for Taylor Swift. She cuts these jerseys. She sews them. So it's not like she's just like cricketing like I do. Like, she physically turns them into beautiful articles of clothing. Oh, my God. So she,
she's not cricketing them like I do.
But like, really, she made these beautiful coats.
Oh, my God.
And she makes them by hand. But her.
Who's her husband? Oh, Kyle?
I mean, I don't even know. I should know this.
It's Kyle.
I'm only focused. Look at, here's Olivia Culpo. She had this sweatshirt, and then she turned it into this corset bodysuit.
Oh, my God.
Like, look at how cute they are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, her husband is very easy on the eyes. But, like, look at, she made this vest for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. That's
She makes
so nice.
All kinds of stuff. And, yeah, her husband is adorable. Kyle. Yep, Kyle, you have it right. Oh, he went to Harvard. But he constantly posts about his wife.
Yeah,
one more
really
to go.
Does.
My wife already has me feeling like a winner. He's showcasing all of her work.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Like, I just can't with these two.
That is so sweet.
Like, he is so obsessed with her. He always posts nice stuff about her. And I just think it is so sweet, but he's so proud of her with all of her success. And like, he just writes the kindest stuff about her. Super sweet.
Oh my God. Yes. Look at that. Even the NFL posted with a nod to his wife in his intro.
Yes. So anyways, that's the couple I'm focused on. And sorry, Taylor and Travis. I want the Niners to win anyways.
Yes.
And now that I know about this cute couple, they are the couple I am pushing for over Taylor and Travis.
He is.
Yeah.
Adorable.
He is much cuter than Travis, too. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's talk about the fun brother, Jason Kelce.
Oh, now he is a vibe. is his wife, Kylie. She is literally every wife that is married to a man like that. I listened to her interview on their podcast when she was talking about them coming to Buffalo. Uh-huh. And she was like, he wanted to jump on tables. And I was like, please don't. Please don't. Please don't do that. And she said, like, by the time he got to the suite, she's like, I was trying to look at him and his eyes are rolling back. And
oh, my
she's
God.
Like, oh, we're done. And she's like, so at that point, I knew I'm just going to be as far away from him as possible. And only apologize to everybody that's in our suite.
Oh, my God.
Over and over. And she goes, and I told him, you have to be better behaved. This is our first time meeting Taylor. Like, you got to hold it together. And he goes, well, first time I met you, I got blackout drunk. And look what happened there. He's like, she might as well meet me at my worst because it can only go up from there. And she's like, I'm not standing near you. He's like, okay. Like, I just love them so
much. Oh, my God.
I love Jason Kelce and I love Kylie.
So really funny. Yeah. So funny. Mm-hmm. All right. You got anything else?
Oh, and Jason Kelsey went to Adele's concert last night in Vegas.
What?
And she said there's video footage. And she was like, is there anybody here that for the Super Bowl? And she's like, are you a KC or 49ers fan? And then Jason Kelsey was like, Eagles. And then she's like, oh, I hear a drunk footballer out there. It's like, I just love Jason Kelsey.
He's so great. He's everybody's drunk uncle.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. But yeah.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Yeah. I think that's all I have too.
Okay.
It was a pretty long one, actually.
I know. Well, it had been a while since we saw each other.
Yeah. That's very true. We had a lot to catch up on.
Yes, we did.
All right, guys. Well, good luck to the 49ers tonight.
And only the 49ers.
And singularly Travis Kelce for Anna. Hope you do good, but your team still loses.
Yes. I hope it's your best game ever, but your team loses. Or you get MVP.
Individually, you do great.
Just you.
But we hope Patrick Mahomes does terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you.
They're unrelated. As if one's not like, what is it, quarterback and catcher, thrower, pitcher? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, all of those.
Go sports. Go Alicia Keys. Go Alicia Keys.
Not even Usher.
No. I'm an Alicia Keys fan.
For Alicia Keys and also, who is it?
Not T-Pain. Theodore Payne.
Not Theodore Payne either. Shit. Lil Jon. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, all right. So that's where we're at today. Have you already had a Prosecco truck here? Amazing.
Do you guys want me to play a T-Pain? As if anyone else can hear. Yeah. Do you want to hear a T-Pain song?
Yeah.
On the way out here?
Can we get an auto-tune one, though?
Like, oh, yeah. Old school T-Pain? T-Pain?
Yeah.
Sure.
Old school T-Pain.
Old school. Before he was Theodore.
Can you play one of his classics?
We will. All right, guys. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe, rate, review, and share.
Tell your friends.
Tell your neighbors. And make sure you guys go out on March 16th.
19th. Jesus Christ. You know what? You're not allowed to say anything. I will make you talking points. Okay? Okay? Yes. Yes, Anna. I won't do anything until you tell me. Thank you.
Yes, Anna, I won't print out decals of your face and put them all over the salon with the words March 16th/19th.
Oh, my God. At Town Hall.
Make it Gucci. Vote for Masucci.
Keep it Gucci.
It's not keeping it. It's not Gucci yet. Make it Gucci.
No. Keep it Gucci like you stay Gucci and vote for Masucci.
Oh,
maybe I should say.
I thought it was the village, and I was and Gucci. Yeah,
no, like the sitch.
Oh,
keep the sitch Gucci. Vote for Masucci.
Okay, I like it. Or don't be a hoochie. Vote for Masucci.
Yeah, also that. Or be a hoochie and vote for Masucci. Yeah.
Get your Gucci to the get your Gucci to Village Town Hall on March 19th.
Village Town Hall. Oh my god. Oh my god. There's just gonna be a bunch of random hoes walking around the town hall on February 14th.
With like, the coochies out.
Where do I vote? Where I'm here to vote.
I'm an organ donor. Where do I sign up?
Is this not where Travis Kelce is? What is this shit? Okay.
Okay.
We love you.
Bye, guys. We're going to let this go out on an original T-Pain note.
Classic T-Pain.
Bye.
Yeah. snap your fingers, then it's there. You can do it all by yourself. Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you, let me buy you a train. I'm T-Pain, you know me. Convict music, happy boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Back to the green, show you how I live. Let's get drunk, forget what we did. I'm buying your train. I'ma take you home with me. Money in the bank. I'll be in the green Cadillac.